Guess what, man?
What's up, man?
I'm so excited.
Why?
Our merch is out.
We got the new merch?
Click the thing that belongs.
Look below in the merch bar. Click or go to badfriendsmerch.com.
Or click the thing below.
Or click the thing below. Do it.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
White dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Is your mood...
My mood is good.
Why were you late?
I wasn't late. I had to finish something, and I was
what,
like, I'll never make it here.
Golf?
No, I wasn't golfing today.
What was it? It's Sunday, so what were you doing?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
I was going to get my father something. It's his birthday.
You couldn't have done that previously? I mean...
Don't talk to me about management of time.
I'm not even doing that. I'm asking you.
I went to get something custom made for my dad.
A belt buckle?
It was on the west side.
Belt buckle?
Socks. Custom dad socks.
Are you really? No, be real.
I went to get my dad a gift.
What is it?
I'm not gonna say it.
Okay.
He watches the show.
Congratulations and happy birthday, Mr. Santano. Listen, I'm...
Disrespectful.
Oh, shit.
Congratulations, Mr. Birthday Santano.
Santano, but my point...
Mr. Santano.
So that's why you were late? You're on the west side getting socks made or whatever?
I was in Santa Monica. That's a far way away from here.
Okay.
Okay, mm-hmm. Everybody knows we shoot the show in Santa Clarita. It's far.
Yeah.
No, we do. You know where to shoot this? We shoot this in Valencia. We are coming to you live from the inside of the Six Flags.
Bro.
Rudy Jules is here in a really bad mood. I texted her. I said, can we push a little bit today?
She wouldn't respond.
She didn't respond.
I know.
And then she did this. She gave me the middle finger emoji.
Yeah. It's funny. She said to me
no,
in the
she
car,
didn't.
On the car ride
Look
over.
At her Starburst sweater.
You know what she said?
What?
I almost crashed the car. When she said, I was like, what? And we almost died.
What'd she say?
She goes, she calls me Tito Bobby. I don't know if you know that.
She calls me Tito Andrew.
Yeah, yeah. So she goes, yeah. Tito Bobby. I go, yeah. Just out of nowhere, she goes, I think you're bisexual.
Really?
And I go,
really?
Yeah, yeah. And I go, why? I just think you do.
I think she's right.
You think that I'm bisexual?
I think so.
Why?
Because you've had experiences with men.
That doesn't make one bisexual to have experience. You think I liked it?
Yeah.
You think guys that go to prison and they get raped or have prison sex, they like it? No,
I think
just
some
lonely.
Of them. I think what if you open up a can? A few people might be like, yuck. A few guys might go, hey, this is pretty good.
Mm.
I had some fun in 12C.
I don't think I am, but why do you think so, Jules?
We were talking something before that.
About?
We can't talk about, which we can't talk about.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
And then I don't know because like Tito Andrew said, past experience.
Yep.
And then when we were driving.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, go tell them.
You saw a good looking guy.
Tell him what happened.
Who do you see?
We saw a very hot guy.
Yeah.
And then I was just silent. And then Tito Bobby was like, he screamed.
I what?
He screamed.
I didn't scream.
You did.
Scream.
Yeah.
Scream.
Not like that,
yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
And then you almost almost stopped the car.
No, I don't fucking this is ridiculous.
Who was the guy? Was he a famous guy?
No. So we're driving down the hill.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And this guy was jogging up, you know what I mean? So I'm passing him.
I see him right now in my head. Shirt off.
Shirt off.
Oh, so I love this guy.
It's a Chris Hemsworth.
I know the guy.
Right. Buff.
Olive skin.
Long hair.
Long hair. Yeah, yeah.
Flowing in the wind.
Flowing in the wind. Very handsome.
Did you see his package? Can you see his? Did you see his acorn or what?
I didn't see his face.
You were just
yeah, that right out. So he's jogging up, and I kind of went whoa. You know what I mean?
How short are the shorts?
It's black shorts, black. Pretty short.
Oof. Nice thighs.
oh fuck. So I go whoa, and then I look at Juliana, and then we just both laugh. We started laughing.
A couple giggly girls.
Yeah,
like
and
a couple
and
of
I
young
go,
girls.
I go, well, did you see that guy? He's like, yeah, I did, but you saw him too.
Uh-huh.
And I go, yeah, I was just going whoa. No, because it's when you see,
I completely identify with this.
Thank you. So when you see a guy, like, because I obviously I have eyes.
Yeah,
and I have a mirror.
Small ones, but they're there.
Rude, but touche. So I look in the mirror and I what I've been doing lately is really because you when you see yourself in the mirror,
yeah,
you don't go, oh, that's me. You just kind of it's just like a something that's a reality and something that you see.
I hate looking in the mirror.
Yeah, but what I've been doing lately is analyzing myself.
You're like your body.
Yeah, I just kind of look to see what I did to it.
Ugh.
and what was given to me.
I caught a glimpse of myself in my side mirror on the way out of the bathroom, and I said, look at that fucking creamsicle. I looked look like a big fat creamsicle right now.
Yeah, so when you look at yourself, I'm like kind of like going, oh, that's the reality of my situation.
Right.
Right, it's just like...
And don't you feel blessed?
Yellow, like a yellow dumpling.
Like a beautiful little dumpling.
Yeah. And then you kind of look and you go, you know what? But what can I do? There's nothing I can do.
Who cares? Somebody wants to eat it.
But when you see somebody, you know what I mean? That's the exact opposite.
Yeah, who's hot. Sorry, you're not hot.
I mean...
You're not hot.
Dude, fuck
you. I didn't say I'm hot.
No.
But you're definitely not hot.
I know, but...
You're sexy, maybe, but you're not hot.
Because I'm going to say...
You're so far away from hot.
Okay, but do you know that...
Like on the scale of hot...
Yeah.
You're not even close.
I know. Because...
In a lineup, in a room full of criminals, of hot criminals, you're not even...
Listen.
You're the first one. You know how they go on a scale? They go height by height.
You know how you go to a museum?
So unbelievably not
when
hot.
When I go to a museum,
yeah.
When I was a kid, yeah. Right, and I moved out of my parents' house, and I would go to in San Diego, the Balboa Museum of Arts or whatever. And I used to save up money because I didn't have money back then. Mm. But I would go once a week.
Why would you go every week?
Because I really didn't have any friends, and I was like one of those guys that played chess till 3. It was gross. I would play chess till 3 in the morning at a coffee shop. And like I started reading like, you know,
Kafka.
Kierkegaard, you know what I mean, in like philosophical books. Right,
this is like a foreign Asian guy. You're from America. This sounds like you're an immigrant Asian.
Yeah. Anyway, I would go there and I would sit and I would look at the paintings, right, and Renaissance paintings, and you would see like how they used to draw women back then,
thick.
Yeah, thick and lovely. Like with the holes,
right.
Not the vagina, but like cellulite almost sometimes,
mm-hmm.
and the rolls and whatnot, and that's what they viewed as beautiful. So yeah, in our modern. Current climate, I am not hot.
But back then,
I could have.
You would have been a hot woman. You would have been a hot round woman,
or man.
Not a man. No, because men had muscle and everything back then. Still,
no, really?
Yeah, back then men were still in good shape.
No, because I let me defend myself. Women, I've seen statues.
Yeah,
you've seen the statue. You go to a fountain.
Yeah,
a white people's fountain.
David's jacked.
Yeah, and you see, you know what I mean? A white man,
right?
You're right. He has either grapes,
right, or
and he's doing this.
Yeah, he's thinking.
And he's also doing this hip, you know what I mean, thing like this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like pondering things.
Yeah, he's thinking a lot.
Right? And then you look at the dick, and it's like, I kill it.
It's a small dick.
Yeah, it's a real small dick.
Well, we didn't start to get big dicks until the late 1800s.
Oh, really?
Hormones, milk, and all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Everybody had small dicks.
So everyone
I'm serious. Historically,
really?
Most people had small dicks.
Are you making this up?
No, this is a fact.
All right. Well, I'm learning something new.
But think about it like this. If you think Michelangelo's David, you think David had a small dick in comparison to his body?
Yeah.
And the running joke about Asians having small – imagine how small Asians' penises were. If that was regular for a white guy – what was regular for you?
Well,
you
they
folk?
Would save a lot of fucking cement or whatever. They would like we have like some dust left over.
There's his penis.
Or gum. They took gum and just stuck it on there. Yeah.
You're right though. Mm. You would have been back in. But the reason that women were beautiful because they were thick was because people could eat. Eat meant you had money.
But this is an interesting thing to talk
skinny
about.
Skinny meant you're poor.
Because it's like socially, right, and our culturally,
yeah,
right. We deem certain things attractive. And sort of, don't you think it's just a consensus that we're programmed to think that someone with like a Brad Pitt that oh god he is hot.
You've stumbled when you started
scared.
To drool when you talk
I got
about
scared.
It.
I get scared sometimes, but yeah, when you look at like somebody that you think that you know we're conditioned.
Yeah,
you know.
No, but he's no. Something attractiveness.
Yeah,
and on that level,
yeah,
is not subjective. It's objective.
Yeah.
Symmetry is attractive to us, right?
Yeah.
So symmetrical faces, clean, like smooth skin, no matter what the race is. If you right, are you getting horny right now?
No, I'm not. Because I've been thinking about this one incident when I was so before I used to have this girlfriend Christine Portillo, but before Christine, right, there was this one girl and she was like from the Midwest. I forgot her name,
good.
But I remember I hung out with her like for 6 months, and we connected on a level that was pretty cool. You know what I mean? Like the same films and music, we'd hang out all day. And then one night I go, I was a comic. And this is right after Mad TV. So it was like, you know, it wasn't like I was a poor comic.
You're doing fine.
I was doing fine. And one night I went in for a kiss.
Oh.
Right? And she did this.
Oh.
You know when that happens?
What was she looking at?
Anything but me. You know what I mean? Look. You know what I mean? The skyline.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Or whatever.
Cool.
And then I go, oh, well, so I read it wrong? She's like, there's just no way. I go.
There's no way?
I go, what? Just look. You're everything about you is just, there's just nothing.
Really?
Yeah. And
with
I go.
6 months of this?
Yeah, yeah. And I go, really? She, I mean, just friend.
By the way, 6 months?
I know. She goes, friend.
Friends.
Hard D. Yeah. So hard D.
Friend.
Right. And then that's when I realized that, like, if I just looked a certain way, right?
Yeah.
That maybe she would have done it.
No. No, because women aren't as shallow as men. Women will date a man that's unattractive. They'll just be attracted to them for other qualities, i.e., who you're with right now.
Yeah.
So it's like, there just was no connection with you and that girl.
No, because
no sexual connection.
No, because I'll tell you what happened.
What?
Not with her, but with somebody else. Do you know Patrick
Swayze?
No, Patrick Keane.
Patrick Keane's a comedian. Yeah, I know him.
You know
him? Yeah.
So Patrick Keane used to live in Koreatown, right? And there was another girl, right, where she was an artist, and I begged. You know what I mean? I begged on my hands and knees
for her to
please let's make out.
Right.
She's like, nope.
No way.
No way. She turned away too.
Another friend.
I didn't even go for a kiss and she turned away.
You're making a lot of friends at least.
I know. But then later, right, I remember she brought paintings. This is before I was on Matt TV.
Sure.
And then she brought paintings to the Comedy Store, right? And she told the doorman, she goes, I didn't know that he would become famous and I want to hook up with him again, like hang out with him again. And I drew him a painting.
Nope.
Right? And I, no.
No.
You know, I got the painting and I threw it in the big dumpster. You know, in the store?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've thrown only two things in that dumpster. I've thrown that painting in that dumpster.
It was a painting of you.
I don't think it was. I think it was a painting of like Asians like working on
a farm?
Rice farm or something.
I would have liked
that. Yeah. And then I threw away one of Sebastian's pairs of shoes.
Why would you do that?
Oh, man. What he did was, what Sebastian Maniscalco did was blasphemy.
What?
So I'm at the Comedy Store one night, minding my own business.
Yeah.
Here comes Sebastian. And he looks, you know, back then he used to wear like silk red, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
T-shirt. I mean, button-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Black slacks.
Yeah.
Right?
Dress shoes.
But so there we go. So it's the shoes, I look down and I almost vomited. I went, you know what I mean? I go, what the fuck is that? Right? And he goes, oh, I just got this from, you know, I online, it from Italy, right? And I go.
It's a good impression, by the way.
Don't, please don't, right now, not right now. So.
Oh, I just got this from Italy.
All right. So what they were black dress shoes.
Yeah.
So imagine black, and they're slip-ons. So imagine slip-on black dress, which
is like
fine.
Ferragamos? Were they
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, which is fine.
Yeah.
But have you ever seen ninja shoes?
Ninja shoes.
Yeah, where it was the toe.
Yeah, the toe.
You could see the toe.
Right.
And then there was another section for
his shoes were that?
Yes.
No.
Leather, right? But with the toe. You know
Ninja
what I mean?
Turtle toes.
Right.
One big toe, another toe.
Right. He goes, look at it. It's fucking, you know, futuristic or whatever, right? They've never done this before or whatever. And I go, how much were they? He goes, I don't know, $125. I had $200 in cash.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you $200 right now. And there was a bunch of comics standing around.
Why did you want the shoes so bad?
To throw them away.
You just wanted them away. So you bought them. He took the shoes off?
He took them off. He had like sandals in the car.
Yeah.
He goes, I got sandals. I go, give me, here's $200. And people were laughing.
Right.
Right? And I gave him the $200. I took them and everyone saw. I threw them in the dumpster.
Did he see?
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
And
Bobby.
He was laughing too.
Did he go get them?
Oh, that he could have.
I bet you he went and got them.
What a coward if he did.
He's like, good night, everybody. Climbing in the trash.
Yeah, but so I've done two things. I've thrown that painting.
And that.
And that.
Why did Pat Keane come into that story? Where was Pat Keane?
Pat Keane used to live in a shitty apartment in Koreatown.
And she lived there.
No. He used to have like people in the building hang out there.
Yeah.
It was sort of like a gypsy kind of dwelling.
I don't even know what that means.
Just people coming in and out, and you know.
Oh, like a traveler? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a halfway house or
a bohemian
halfway house.
Yeah, come and go as you please.
Yeah, and she used to hang out there, and I've been thinking about the gay thing, the bisexual thing. I think you're wrong because.
Are you afraid of being bisexual?
No, I have nothing against being a bisexuality. You know,
of you being bi. Are you afraid of you?
No, because you don't think that I, who said a life not self-examined is a life not worth living? I think it was Socrates who said that.
Sure.
Right? So I've examined my life. You know what I mean? I know what I like, what I don't, and I've gone internal.
It's just natural when you see a hot guy to go, wow, that's a hot guy.
Right. So what you read was, you know, I'm just going, oh, there's a specimen for you.
What do you think? Do you think that's a lie?
I just think if there's an opportunity that Tito Bobby could do something to a man, he would.
That sounds fair.
That's fucking crazy.
That sounds fair.
What gives you that idea?
I just feel it.
We got a little soothsayer over there.
Right. So
she can feel the vibe.
I know because I'll tell you what she's getting though. It's like I tell jokes around the house, right? We'll watch a movie like Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then you remember the first scene in Mad Max where you see Tom Hardy's back.
Yeah.
Right? And he turns around and he has a lizard in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Whenever he turns around, I go, boink. You know what I mean? I'll make that noise
mm-hmm.
to get a laugh from the
– Maybe that's a way of you covering up your insecurity about it. You could actually feel weirded out by it and not know how to address it. Let me tell you something. You know who Tyler, the Creator, is? The rapper?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. When we worked together on Punk'd, this is before he kind of came out as, I don't know, I think he's pansexual means anything, right?
Yeah,
isn't that what it is?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what he came out as, but whatever. He used to come up to me all the time, constantly, and call me gay. Constantly. He'd be like, you gay ass red motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, I'm not gay. I mean, I don't care, but why does he keep saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he would say that all the time to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then years later when it came, I was like, oh, it's just because he loved playing with the idea because it was his truth. To call gay, say things were gay, and
right.
Because he was cool. That was in him somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's in you somewhere.
Well, here's where I'll
because maybe you saying boink is comedy covering up for fact.
No, it's not that, man. It's
you
like,
heard it here on Bad Friends. Bobby Lee is bi.
No.
Please submit give me some of that bobo.
I'm not denying.
@gmail.com.
I'm not going to deny it yet, but let's explore it for a second. Okay?
I want to.
What I'm saying is that, like for instance, right? If there was a guy, a producer. Of a huge movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you were going to get paid. The role was $2 million. You just knew that it was going to change your fucking life and your career.
I know where this is going.
Right? So what I'm asking is, most guys would be like, no, I wouldn't suck that producer's dick for the job. Right? Would you?
Bobby Lee.
Would you?
I would not.
You would not? You know what? Me either.
Yeah, you would.
Me either.
See, you have to say it so loud because it's real.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not gay.
That's like a 13-year-old. I'm not gay.
Me either, dude.
How about this?
Yeah. Give me a scenario.
What if I told you you're in the room with him and he said, I want you to just kiss me. I just like to be kissed on my penis, but I don't have to complete.
Just a peck on the tip?
Like this.
Oh, I'd even do this.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
And I would even do this at the end.
Right to the tip.
And do a lick.
And he says, you have to do that for 10 minutes.
A lick?
10 minutes, and then I'll give you the roll. You have to kiss me on it, but I also
No, like I'm eating a vagina, but I'll do it on the tip of his penis.
Right, you have to do that. 10 minutes. And he has to get pictures.
Could I be laughing?
No. You gotta take it serious.
Because I would be laughing my head off.
And he wants to take one photo of it.
Yeah, it's so funny because Kalila, we were laughing at this idea of like a sex scene with me and some other male guy. Right in it. And I go, no. There's no, because there's just certain guys, you know what I mean? Like, for instance, I talked to Joe Coy yesterday and I thought to myself, if I had to do, you know, a makeout scene mm-hmm. with Joe Coy, I just wouldn't be, we would just be like, we can't do it.
You'd be laughing the whole time.
Because we would laugh so hard. And then and she goes, what about Santino? And I go, there is absolutely no way.
There's no way.
You wouldn't do a sex scene with me.
It depends on the money.
Okay, all right, so you're getting $1 million, I'm getting $1 million, right?
I'll do it.
No, and then we both have to be literally naked on the set.
I'll do it.
No. Stop. We don't have to do tongues, but we have to open mouth as we're waking out.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it for the sake of the comedy.
I know. No, it's not. It's a drama.
I know, but for the after, but afterwards, it's comedy.
Okay. Do you really, literally think that? First of all, if it's a one day, if it's just, they're shooting it for one scene,
do you think you and I, people are believable that you and I are in love?
Yeah, they could.
People at home think we're in love.
Yeah,
that's why we do this show.
But it would be. They would take, it would take a week to get that scene done.
Sure, but we'll get it.
Because we would be laughing so hard.
But we'll get it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Because
sign me up.
Hello, Tushy. Guess what?
What?
My best friend in the whole world
is
my asshole.
Well, I thought I was.
Well, you're, okay, my asshole's
second. Next to your butt.
Next to my, yeah.
Yeah, next to your ass.
And I'll tell you something right now. I like my friend, my best friend, to be clean.
Yeah.
Right? I want you to be able to eat a fried egg off of my asshole.
When you use Hello, Tushy, you could.
You can. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Number one is easy to install.
Yeah.
Number two, you're not using garbage toilet paper and the poor trees out there.
Right. Not killing the trees.
It cleans your butthole better than any toilet paper that you ever have.
It does.
Right? Tell them more about it.
If you don't know what a bidet is, wake up, dude.
Wake your ass up.
Wake your asshole up. It sprays your tush-tush when you're done. Don't use a ton of toilet paper. It's annoying. It's stupid. We both have one here at our house, and we have here at the studio. And the brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment is here to level the playing field. It's stylish, eco-friendly, easy to install, and affordable. Fancy bidets are so expensive. Oh. Hello Tushy is very affordable to get in your house.
It's affordable, and it's like, you know, when you use it, right, you think to yourself, what have I been doing all my life?
Wiping. It's insane.
It's just insanity.
Poop, spray, dry, and go, my friend.
Yeah.
Sanitation is simple. The smut shield offers easy cleaning. The knobs are naturally antimicrobial.
Love the smut shield.
Smut shield, babies.
Plus, every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty.
That's pretty good.
FYI.
If you already got a tush on your pod, you can upgrade to the 3.0 model. If you're new to the revolution, join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now. Have a clean butt with every flush.
Go to hellotushy.com/badfriends to get 10% off plus free shipping. This is a special offer for our listeners. Go to hellotushy.com/badfriends for 10% off.
hellotushy.com/badfriends.
MeUndies!
Oh my God, I got a new package of MeUndies the other day.
Me
and
too.
That's all I've been wearing, baby.
They're so comfy on my tushy.
Yeah.
MeUndies isn't just here to make sure everybody's comfortable. They're also limiting the amount of laundry that you have, which is good. How thoughtful. They designed a membership that not only saves you 30% on each order, but delivers a fun new pair of undies or socks right to your door each month. Plus, you're the boss. You can control your shipments, and you can also get early access to the most exclusive prints.
But it's just not even that. It's like you literally can feel the difference.
Oh, it feels so
between,
good.
Between, you know, regular underwear that you would get at wherever.
Hanes.
Whatever they are.
Yeah.
And when you're wearing MeUndies, it's like you're going to the Four Seasons.
It's like your butt went to a nice hotel.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's like your genitals and
I
your
love
tush
the designs.
Went to a nice
the
hotel.
Designs are really cute, and they're just vibrant. And you could just tell that you're wearing a very high quality,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
piece of...
And they're for all kinds of humans, all kinds of peoples, extra small to 4XL, which is great.
Let me say something. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners and our listeners as well.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, we have two different kinds of listeners. For any time, first-time purchases, you can get 15% off and free shipping.
That's good. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you're not satisfied with any of the products for any reason, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats, no questions, but you're going to keep it
because me and this guy love philosophy.
It. That's right, it is. To get 15% off your first order, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee,
go to MeUndies.com/badfriends. That's MeUndies.com/badfriends.
So Ike Barinholtz, when we were on Mad TV together, we did this geisha sketch where, you know, and he played like this American soldier. And I played a geisha.
Yeah.
And we were doing a montage scene, right?
What do you mean?
Like, it was just like montages of us making love. You know what I mean? On a refrigerator. You
sure.
You know what I mean? Just different places. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then Ike goes, let's scissor. which wouldn't make any sense.
It right? makes a lot of sense to me.
Right. So we got on this mattress and we got in the scissoring position. And we almost got fired. We were laughing so hard.
You couldn't get through
it. We couldn't get through it. Tears coming down our face, right? So I'm saying that I don't know if I could do it. Would you do a kissing scene with Eric Griffin?
No.
Why?
He's not my type.
No. Be real. Why?
He's not my type.
So I'm your type?
You're my type for Yeah, if I was going to be a dominant sex...
No, I'm the dominator.
You're absolutely
not.
You're
the bottom, for sure, in the scene.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the bottom. You're a little jelly bean.
No.
You're for sure the bottom.
Yeah, but to break stereotypes, right, and to do a different angle on it.
More inclusivity?
Right, that you would have to be the bottom.
It wouldn't be possible.
Yes, it would be.
You'd crush me.
You'd lay on my stomach, on your stomach.
You'd crush me.
Right? I would lay bare.
It would hurt.
Imagine you laying bare, think about it. On your stomach with your pale red white cheeks out, right? Yeah. Me taking off my fucking pants, right?
A love
right?
scene.
And then me laying on top of you,
oh,
right?
Rolling
right.
on top of
Imagine,
me.
Though, what if I got erect? What would you say?
I go, figures.
Yeah.
Slip it in. Yeah. Slip it in. Stop being a goof.
I said no to Eric Griffin, too, when Kalila brought his name up.
Well, who's going
to
play it?
What do you mean?
Who's going to play your lover? Who's going to play this gay lover in the show?
She was throwing Joe Coy in the mix.
I don't think that works. Why don't you get a really good-looking guy and really test your ability? You really want to test Rudy's theory? Get a super hot guy to do it with.
Like the guy that was just jogging? We should have just pulled over. You went apart?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, wait, what's up? Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should get a really hot guy to test your... Rudy's theory might be right.
Brandon Ruth.
Who?
Brandon Ruth. Is that his name?
I don't know who Brandon Ruth is.
He was Superman?
Is he like your celebrity crush?
Well, I'll tell you.
It's weird because me and my old lady have the same celebrity guy crush. Brandon Ruth, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you like him?
Dude.
Rudy, is that guy good looking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quick.
So.
I'll tell you on one.
I'll tell you my story with Brandon Ruth.
Yeah.
So the casting director that we talked to.
Yeah. Not my type again.
She called in.
Yeah.
She had this weird part. So the two people she wanted maybe for it was either him or me.
Same guy.
So we were sitting in the lobby together, right? We didn't say anything.
Yeah.
We're just kind of going over our lines.
Because he thinks there's no way you're out for the same role.
Yeah.
That guy looks at you and goes, well, we're not going out for the same thing.
But I looked at the sign-in sheet, and it's the same character.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, they want diversity.
I don't know what it was. But I remember just going, you know, when you read that we're going for the same part, you almost want to leave.
I would leave.
Yeah, like, you're going to get this, so
yeah,
I'm leaving, yeah, yeah.
Unless they're going for comedy.
But I remember thinking, like, I did maybe five glances. I did this, I was reading.
You're wanting him to return a glance?
He never did. And then I did a longer one, I went.
Do you know why?
Why?
Hot people don't see ugly people the way that we see them.
You're saying stuff.
I swear to God.
You're saying blasphemy.
I'm telling you.
That's crazy.
I've been around enough hot people.
No.
They don't look at us the same. They look at us. They look through you a little bit.
No, they look at you like you're sort of like furniture.
Right. Like you might be able to – your help.
I've had hot people use me as furniture.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like lean on me.
Yeah, because you're –
you know what I mean? Like,
you're the
like,
help.
You know, like someone like Oliver Hudson, mm-hmm. He's better looking than I am.
But yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I
remember one time when we were splitting up together, the director was giving us notes,
mm-hmm.
and he kind of leaned on my head.
Cute.
I know, like this. And I was just kind of like, you know what I mean? Just, yeah, what do you do? Yeah.
Thank you, Oliver.
Yeah, yeah.
May I have another?
So you're right. So they don't look at you.
Your objects, you're kind of like, in a hot person's world, we are different colors.
You're not in the same category as me.
Me and you?
Yeah.
We do get lumped in the same.
There's no way. Because I'll tell you why.
We get lumped in the same as far as like redheaded men get lumped in this like, oh, he's like one of the sad boys.
Uh-uh.
Put him in the ugly.
You're not, because because there's things that I know about you, right? Things that have happened to you that would never happen to me.
Okay, but that's...
So one of my point is that, you know... Aside from show business, right? If you're just lining us up
outside on the street,
no one knew who the fuck we were, and you would say, who's better looking?
They would say neither and keep driving.
You think so?
They go, goodbye, you're both weird.
Yeah.
And they'd be gone.
Between you and George, though. So what's George then? If we're ugly, what is George?
George is, you see, George is a nerd, right? A smart, because smart, ugly people are actually more coveted in their community. And of the nerds, he's kind of a good-looking nerd.
Like in Silicon Valley.
Exactly.
Where he'd be killing it.
Exactly.
Ah.
When you're a nerd, like George is,
yeah.
and you're
a full-blown dork.
Freakazoid nerd.
Yeah, yeah.
Poindexter doofus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then when you look like George, he kind of is the top end of good-looking dork.
Yeah.
In the dork world, he's up there because he doesn't have buck teeth. You know?
And he says like words that I don't ever say. Like he probably five times a day says this word, algorithm.
Algorithm. analytics.
Analytics. Yeah. Algorithm.
Algorithms. Yeah. With George, he's the top of that category.
Right.
But let me say this. Let me jump backwards real fast.
Okay.
Look, I am agreeing with Bobby. I'm not going to go with you on this, Jules, that you're not bisexual. Mm. You're just conscious of you're comfortable with your manhood. You're conscious of your feelings. Some men are like, ew, other guys aren't good looking. It's gross. But like I see a guy and I'll go, sometimes I'll pass a guy with my lady and I'll go, let me see that fucking guy.
Yeah. Okay, good.
And then she'll go, I mean, what? No. And I know she's lying.
Right.
Of course you saw that guy.
Yeah.
The whole fucking Trader Joe's saw that guy.
Yeah.
I wanted to follow him.
Yeah.
I wanted to go where he was going. I didn't even need stuff from the frozen section.
Yeah.
But I'm going there now because hot guy's there. Because the shirts fall on their back just right.
Yeah.
Their pants always fit the best. Their shoes are cool.
Also, their...
Their hair is just neat, the way it just, like, lays.
What gets me, like, I know he's not...
This
he's
episode is called We're Not Gay.
Yeah, we're not gay.
But we
what
are.
What gets me, I have a friend. He's an actor.
Yeah.
Right? He's small like I am, but I think he's cute.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Ashton Holmes. Do you know him?
What a name. No, but what a name.
So he was in a movie called History of Violence.
I love it.
Did you see that movie?
No, but
with
I love
Viggo
the name.
Mortensen?
No, I didn't saw it.
So he played Viggo Mortensen's son in the movie. And Ashton, I've had coffee with him, right?
Yeah.
And many times when I've had coffee with him, I've been so focused on his – he has wet lips.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking it, right? I try not to do it, right? And he'll be talking about like he loves yoga.
Of course he does.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so I was doing the downward dog, you know what I mean? And he's talking about this thing about the downward dog, right? And I'm like, yeah, I know, that's a difficult. And I'll just kind of look at his lips and I'll just get lost in it. You know what I mean? No, I'm not in a gay way. Not in a sexual way.
What do you
way.
Mean not in a gay way?
Because your lips are so fucking dry, it disgusts me.
Well, I do that to keep you away from me. I don't want you to start getting turned on.
Oh, you have naturally moist lips and you...
Yeah, yeah I
you,
dry out.
You dry?
Before right. I come here, I put the hair dryer
right.
on my
so,
lips.
So, like, I'll be having coffee with Ash and I'll just be kind of lost in his moist pink lips.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of looks like a pussy almost.
That's why.
Yeah, maybe.
Hot people are so hot. Sometimes they're androgynous where you don't know.
Right.
It's hot for a guy or hot for a girl. It's the one and the same.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're so hot it doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
But that's just because that's why I'm saying it's objective. It's obvious when someone's hot. We all go, well, that person's hot.
Yeah.
That guy that was in Drace's movie that we showed last week, Aiden Canto, the guy that was in the sitcom with me.
Yeah.
I'm not joking. When we would go to get lunch together and go to like Crafty, the way that people looked at him just to get lunch was like, what a pleasant, like he brought them joy by being so good looking.
Mm.
He go, hi, how are you? And they're like, hey.
Yeah, they give joy.
And they're so nice and they're sweet. He brightens the room. And then I go and I go, hey, what, do we have pork loin today? And they're like, ugh, yes. Yeah.
Take
it and get the fuck out.
Yeah.
It's just hot people make people feel vulnerable because they're better than us.
It's almost unfair.
They're better than us.
You know that whole idea? You know how that whole – this is what I don't – I believe in God. All right?
Okay.
But this when religious people say this
– yeah.
And God loves everyone the same.
It's not true.
It's so not true.
Beyond
he
not true.
Obviously has favoritism going on.
Yeah.
Like, just imagine, like, him making a Chris Hemsworth or a Tom Hardy.
Right.
I'll give him talent, but let's spend a week on the face. You
right.
I mean? With me, right? Yeah, they went.
You gotta go.
And just threw it.
This one's gotta go.
Right. We got to make a billion of them.
Go, okay. Go.
Yeah. And he just threw them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not just one at a time, in groups.
God, I think God plays jokes,
yeah,
too.
He makes jokes. And then they
gave me pimples on top of pimples.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a bit? Like they were like getting drunk and he was just like pimples and then he was like, put them on top of the other pimples.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, and that probably like Moses or somebody said to God, why? Let's just see what happens.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah.
And then like you see like some kids are born like as a Rockefeller.
Right. They're
right?
Born
and then some
into
kids
the...
are like born in some tundra. in Africa. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right, with just famine, right. War, disease.
That's the quick. That was a.
God doesn't love everyone the same.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
It can't. It literally can't be.
It doesn't make any sense.
But also, when you stumbled up for a second when you said God, I do believe in a thing. I don't call it God. I don't like that.
Well, yeah. What I mean by God, I don't mean like a Western religion version of.
I just
God.
Don't like the idea of it being some dude in the sky with sandals. I think that's absurd. But
it's absurd.
But. Mm. I don't like it when someone does religious imposition. Like last night or two nights ago, I was with my friends and their baby, right? And we're walking in the neighborhood and a woman is clearly coming from the bar around the corner and she's tanked. And she's like, oh my God, is that a baby?
Yeah.
No, it's not a baby in the stroller. What the fuck do you think this is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fucking baby. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God, God bless, and God bless you and the babe. And she kept saying God bless over and over and over. And it's almost like, okay, but like, God bless your baby and God bless the health of your baby.
Yeah.
What if my friends don't believe in God?
Yeah.
Stop saying God bless the baby. Also, what if God hates that baby?
Yeah.
What if it's a really ugly baby?
Yeah.
So don't do that to the baby and the family.
Yeah.
God bless you and God bless the baby. Maybe God didn't bless the baby. It's got one eye.
Yeah, religion is one of those things that because I understand it, right? We're a product of our environment, right? Mm-hmm. For instance, I always tell my Christian friends that if I was born, right, in a Buddhist colony somewhere in Tibet or whatever, mm-hmm. right, I'm not going to be a Mormon, right?
No.
I'm a fucking Buddhist.
You're a Buddhist.
You're whatever is around you, you get fed that stuff.
Totally.
And it molds you. And that's what you are. Right.
Until you decide I don't want to do it anymore.
A lot of people do that.
Or
right?
continue.
Yeah. And then so for me, it's like I wasn't raised, right, with any kind of religion really. I mean, I was baptized Mormon.
You were?
Yeah, you don't know that?
I've never known that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, Mormon? I was baptized Mormon, yeah.
What?
Paul. You know Paul?
Paul.
Remember the phone thing the invention that he made?
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, yeah.
We sold a lot of those.
Did we? Yeah. So my uncle, Paul's dad, was a Mormon.
And you got baptized a Mormon.
And he used to make us get in the car. Right? And it's a Sunday. You imagine, I was never even raised religious. Just one day, my mom would go, you have to get up. We have to go to you have to go to the church.
So you'd go to
I would go, and then I would I auditioned for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
What?
Yeah, and I didn't even make it the first round.
Because they could tell.
I put the bow tie on and everything, right? And I was like, they out. Get out. Right? So then I auditioned for that. And then I would go. And then the next thing I know, I'm in water.
How old are you?
12. I don't know.
Really?
I don't know how old I was.
Well, because in Catholics, we baptize when you're a baby.
No, I was I didn't have hair. I didn't have hair until I was 19 or whatever, which was when it happened.
Wait a minute, you were in water.
When I discovered hair,
right?
It was as if I won $1 billion in the lottery.
Yeah.
One hair kind of sprouted when I was like 19.
Uh-huh.
And I go, wah! Yeah, I was so excited.
Were you in a tub? Where did you get baptized?
It was at the church, the church in Poway where I'm from.
I know, but how big was, what were you in?
It was like a jacuzzi. Not somebody's backyard. It was the size of a jacuzzi, but square.
They have jacuzzis at church?
Yeah.
The Mormons are tight.
And you go down these stairs. And I remember the water being really cold. And I remember shaking.
Because
I didn't want to do it.
Right.
Like, when you're just going down and some white man, old white hand, right? Imagine an old wrinkly white hand. He grabs the back of your head and he slowly dunks you in, right? And then you're like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're in the water and you're like, wow, what am I doing here?
Does he say something while he's dunking you?
I don't remember.
Because the Catholics, they do a whole thing and they flip the baby and all that shit.
So I was baptized Mormon, man.
And why didn't you continue Mormonism?
I stopped and they're like, they're worse than like with the student loan people. They hound you.
About coming back.
Yeah. Every day I would get phone calls.
You gonna come back?
Yeah. Where are you? Right?
Raycon!
Oh, this is my favorite earbud of all time.
I love these earbuds.
I love music.
Me too.
I love listening to audiobooks.
And pods.
And there's podcasts as well. And there's nothing better to listen to them on.
Right.
than Raycon.
Raycon is the best, man. Like we've talked about them before. They're affordable. They're stylish. They're cool. The case they come in is small and convenient.
Yeah.
It's they've done the design part of it is incredible because the sound is also very good too. They fit snug right in your ear.
And it's an actual button when you want to switch songs and whatnot.
Right, you feel it, the response.
Sometimes when you're having other products in your ear, which I rarely do.
You have to like.
Because I have Raycons.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But you have to kind of tap it a bunch of times.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's happening or not.
No, it's annoying. Yeah, yeah. And they, look, Raycons have 6 hours of playtime. They're water and sweat resistant.
How long?
6 hours.
Oh,
come on,
la,
man.
La, la.
Go fly to New York. And you can listen to Raycons, water and sweat resistant. So if you like working out, Bob, you can use them.
I love
you can use them
out,
all the time.
And I love water.
You heard me say it. If you don't, if you don't have a pair of Raycons, we wonder why.
Yeah.
They're offering 15% off all their products for our listeners. And here's what you've got to do to get that: go to buyraycon.com/badfriends.
That's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order, and feel free to grab a pair and a spare.
Get two.
That's 15% off of buyraycon.com/badfriends. buyraycon.com/badfriends.
Ritual.
Oh, man, Andrew, I would not be the full human that I am today without the vitamins.
Finally.
And I love Ritual because I know where these vitamins and nutrients are coming from.
That's right. Yeah, we deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies. Ritual is a clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin formulated with high-quality nutrients in bioavailable forms
I'll tell you something
your body can use.
Sorry for interrupting.
That's fine.
But I'll tell you something that your body doesn't need.
What?
Sugars.
It does not.
GMOs.
Yuck.
Major allergens.
Yuck.
Synthetic fillers.
No need.
And stupid artificial colorants.
Anybody want fake colors? Get out of here. The fresh taste and delayed response capsule design makes taking vitamins easy. Look, you got to do a multivitamin that contains key nutrients your body can actually use. Okay?
Yep.
It's got what? It's got D3 in it and just two daily pills. High quality nutrients, including vitamin D3. You'll always know what nutrients you're taking and where they're coming from thanks to their one-of-a-kind visual supply chain.
And guess what?
What?
Now they're available for women, men, and teens.
Ah, cool.
Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages, like when you're a baby.
And
you
now,
know what I mean?
And now you're a big baby.
And then you're a big baby, and then you can become an adult baby.
That's
right? Your body needs certain things, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to survive, your body needs certain things.
Yeah.
Like multivitamins. They're delivered to your front door every month with free shipping, always. You can start it, stop it, snooze it, cancel whenever you want. If you don't love it within the first month, they'll refund your order. We chose Ritual because it's convenient and it comes straight to our door. Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/badfriends
to start your ritual today.
Do you think that's why you started partying hard? Was because Mormonism?
No, I think it was because I was, number one, born with that disposition.
Disease.
Right. Number two, I think what exasperated it, you know what I mean, was the beatings from my dad.
Yeah.
The violent, you know, nature of my house, right? And then I was molested.
See, I think this is a thing.
Yeah.
Rudy might be on to something because of when your dad used to tell you, you can't be gay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's because he felt like you might have been gay and he was trying to beat it out of you. Gonna beat the gay right out of you is what your dad was trying to do. So subconsciously, you might have gay thought.
There was a kid, I've told you this, I don't know if I've told you this, but there was a kid at parties that used to just go, come here, suck my dick in the bush, and I would do it.
Yeah, you told me that.
Right.
Yeah.
So I remember when he used to grab my head to do that. I have his name, but I'm not gonna say it.
Say it.
No.
Say it and we'll bleep it out. It'll be funny.
No, because I can't say it because
it's like Beetlejuice.
He wrote me a letter. No.
It'll you say it three times, he'll come back and
no,
make
no,
you
no,
suck
what happened
his dick?
Was, when I was at the American Comedy Company,
yeah,
doing a weekend there, I go into the you know the back dressing room or whatever the and there's
there.
A note, you know I mean, on the table, right? And it doesn't say any kind of apologies. I'm sorry that you know I made you suck my dick, you know I mean, 10 times or whatever, right? It was like I have a family now, I have kids, and I just want to congratulate you on all your success, and here's my number if you ever want to hang out. And like I'm going to call that. So
let's
that next thing you know, I'm at his house, right?
Sucking his dick.
Yeah, and there's all these bushes in the backyard.
In front of his family?
Yeah, right. Which one? You know what
his
mean?
Wife is like, do it!
Yeah, so what was I saying? Yeah, but I remember him doing that in when I was a kid, younger, and going.
Was he the same age?
Yeah, and going, I don't want to be doing this. I hated it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't think I'm gay.
Well, that... That's abuse. That's not.
What do you mean?
What he was doing was abuse. It's not like you're like, oh yeah, this isn't right for me. That's not how like gay men hook up. They don't get like physically forced into sucking random guys' penises.
He was cute though.
You're right. It's consensual before.
Oh, right. But I don't have any. I don't have that.
I'm not trying to fish to find out.
I don't. I have no. I
Rudy thinks it's
honestly,
a fact.
Honestly, dude, I don't have any. Even if like if I was like, I went to like some sort of clinic, right? Yeah. And they did all these tests on me, right? And I went to a bunch
like
of therapy.
A gay test?
Yeah, just a gay test, right? They you know what I mean? They got to know my history, right?
Right.
And I was completely they injected me with some honest serum.
Some you know, truth serum.
Truth serum, whatever that's what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm babbling off. And at the end of the because when my dad died, I went to that trauma place. I told you about that like last year. They had this thing where all the counselors, right? All the therapists at this place put me in a gigantic kind of like mini gymnasium. And they all had notes of analyzing me, and they're telling me what's wrong with me.
Whoa.
Right? And everyone stood up. Well, I did, you know what I mean, a two-hour session, and I found this about him, you know? And so if they did that and they said – but there was one for gay people. And they said, we – you know what I mean? We've done all the you know tests.
Yeah.
We think that he is 100% true homosexual. Yeah. Right? I wouldn't – I would be like, all right.
You would accept it.
Yeah, but I don't think that that would happen.
All right, but it sounds like you kind of want it to happen.
No, I don't want it to happen. And I'm going to tell you another thing too, all right? Here's another thing to defend myself, all right?
I like how you think there's a gay test.
It doesn't matter. There's no – but here's another thing.
Yeah.
Is – I can't tell you the comic's name, but there was a comic. I heard a rumor that he – him and another comic guy sucked each other's dick – in a movie theater.
And you get jealous.
No, I didn't get jealous. So then I remember – so the second time I had – I remember watching him hook up with this girl, right? And I remember this, him going, I don't know what's wrong.
Oh.
Right? Sorry. Sorry, Juliana.
It's fine.
Sorry, Juliana. But then here's
– Now you say
no,
sorry?
No.
It's been 55 weeks of this shit?
This is something that this is new. So.
Okay, good.
So 17 years ago, when I got sober the last time, you know what I mean? When I knew I was going to get sober, what I did was for a whole week, because I lived in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
And I used to just invite comics and people over to my house, right? Because I'm going to rehab, right? So let's just come to my apartment. Let's smoke weed and drink whiskey all week long.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we were watching Platoon. It was just Platoon was on, right? Yeah. And I was high and drunk, right? And he said that he was on my couch. And it was just him and I. So we're watching Platoon. I'm high and drunk. And you have to imagine, I hadn't been high and drunk in 12 years. Like, right? So because I had been sober for that long.
Right.
And he goes, hey, let's suck my dick, man.
Let's suck my dick?
He goes, suck my dick, man, from behind. And I don't know if I was so high and drunk, because I remember going, just watch Willem Dafoe in this movie. Oh. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I think he, come on, man, suck my dick. Right? And I was just like, focus.
Pretending to not hear it.
Oliver Stone is so talented. You know what I mean? Pretending not to hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if I had this, you know what I mean? This
horse blinders.
This was what was happening, right? Literally, you know what I mean? Just focus on this, right?
He's sitting next to you or
and then I remember
you?
Going, yeah, I'm getting kind of tired, man. It was like 7. 7 p.m. Get a little tired, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Trying to crash early, dude.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this, though, because this actually happened today about the Asian accent thing.
Mm.
So I got offered, you know, a very big movie with a very big star.
We not say who?
No, I don't want to because I talked to the director today on Zoom, and he's the nicest guy in the world. He huge fan.
Who is the director? Do I know?
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But he was just like, you're right for the part, and it's like – a thick Asian accent, and I'm just like, I just can't do it.
But why? See, I'm curious.
Because I remember doing, when I was on The Dictator, and I did an accent for that.
Well, I love George Clooney. He's an old-fashioned movie star. He gay? He suck my dick?
No, those are just rumors. Are you homosexual?
I remember having a conversation with John Cho, and I go, is that weird? He goes, I would never do it.
Right.
Like, I've never done it.
But he's, you know.
What?
You know.
No.
Like a real actor.
I know he is.
Well, we're not real actors. We're comedic actors.
I understand that. But still, it kind of like, it kind of jarred me.
It hurt your feelings a little bit too.
A little bit because it, you
know. Like saying, he's like saying, I'm better than you.
No, it wasn't that because, you know,
It was.
He got some sort of lifetime, like Asian Excellence Award thing that he wanted me to be the presenter. I mean, he's always liked me and I always liked that.
Right. But he knows that his skill level is different than yours.
Yeah. Because he did beat me out of Harold and Kumar.
100%.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, they put you in the movie, no less.
Yeah. But yeah. That little scene. But yeah. So when he said that back then, you know, I mean, I had only done it like I did an Asian accent.
It was very funny though.
Yeah. I did Asian accents for, you know, remember
Josh
Gad and Billy Crystal had a show.
Right. It was called The Comedians.
The Comedians.
Yeah.
I did an Asian accent for that.
Did they ask you to or you did it on your own?
No, because it's Larry Charles.
I know.
So Larry Charles, he did all three of them, Dictator,
yeah.
Curb,
yeah.
And that show. It was all Larry Charles.
I know, I love him.
And he likes the way I do Asian accents. So he just, if he needs an Asian accent, he always calls me.
Well, you're going to do it.
Also, you know, so like, but then after John said that, I was just like, I just can't fucking do it anymore.
But why? Do you think Asians don't have Asian accents?
I think it's because if the character back in the day, that's all they wrote us.
Sure.
Right? And that's how they see us.
But back in the day, there weren't a lot of American Asians yet until the next generation.
If I was in a show called Deadwood,
yeah.
And I was playing a fucking, you know what I mean, a Chinese man who was doing laundry, obviously I would do an accent because
that's what was around.
It fits the, you know, the environment.
But you're saying there's no Asians in 2021
But in 2021, what I'm saying is that I'm a guy in LA, right?
Right.
It's like, why do I have to do an Asian accent?
Because you just came over here from Korea.
I understand
you just got here a year ago.
Right, then get an actor. What my argument is that because it was written for like a 70-year-old.
You?
Asian man.
Perfect.
Right? Like, do you ever see The Matrix, obviously? The Keymaster, whatever his name, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That type of guy, you know what I mean? They had one in John Wick, too, where it's like he's the medic.
Yeah.
This old Chinese man, right? That's what it was written, you know, that archetype, mm-hmm. character type, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, get that guy.
But he's busy.
Yeah.
Well, you're next on the list, kid.
Why do you do this?
I want you to do an Asian accent.
No, stop for a second. Why do you do this?
The show?
No. Why do you always, right? I say one thing.
I do it for Rudy.
No, I'm asking you, all yeah. right? I say one fucking thing, dude, yeah. right? And you always take the opposing, right, point of view to fucking make my throat sore.
Right.
Why do you do that?
All right, let's do it the other way.
Okay.
Now I'm going to agree with everything you say. I'm not going to oppose anything.
Okay, now you just answered the question.
That's right.
Right.
That's
right.
To create conversation.
Conversation.
Right. Mm. We're making a fucking show here.
Okay. All right.
We're making a fucking show.
So let's go.
Welcome to Bad Friends.
Let's go the other way then.
Okay.
All right. So they're making me do this Asian accent.
Oh, why would they make you do the
Asian
accent?
Exactly. Why would they do that? It's fucking 2021.
Yeah, wake up.
Yeah. That's just as good.
You shouldn't ever do an Asian accent. But I say that honestly because you're not good at it. I'm better at the Asian accent than you are.
And can I say something?
I mean it.
Yeah. And I mean this.
Huh.
I mean, you're making me so mad. You're making me so mad. But I mean this.
Huh.
I would have to agree with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Only because you look so Asian that when you do the accent, they go, this is fake. But for me, I look like me.
Yeah.
It was like when, you know, it's like my Indian accent. It's because I grew up next to an Indian family.
Yeah.
And I listened to them every day.
Mm.
And we would, and I would just be able to impersonate it because it was monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah.
So most people do an Indian accent.
I'm not gay.
And it's cliche.
I'm not gay.
You are.
I'm not gay.
Honestly, you are. This whole episode, it's been, you know, whatever, 40 minutes. We're just figuring it out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gay, but I'd be okay if I was.
Yeah.
Because of who cares? Like, if someday I figured out, I was like, maybe I guess, no, I am. You continue to tell me that you're not gay with so many gay lived experiences.
Yeah.
You don't understand the vibe that you put out.
Okay.
I think other people think you might be sexually open.
Well, I read it on the internet.
Because you've had more people say to you, hey, suck my dick. Hey, let's go to have sex with.
It has to do with my size.
No, it has to do with your vibe. That shirt's kind of gay.
Yeah, because you know what's so funny?
You have a gay vibe, maybe.
You're so funny because I was at the Abbey.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's a gay bar here. It's the most famous gay bar here.
So I was at the Abbey.
Right.
During the day. I don't know why I was there.
I know why.
No, so anyway, I was at the Abbey and I was with a couple of guys.
Justin Martindale.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
And we were just sitting around the Abbey. I think because I was sober at the time, right? And I was just drinking like a Diet Coke or whatever. And this guy I was with, right? He had a buddy that came that just kind of happened to see him.
Sure.
Right? And he sat with us. And then he put his hand
on your pants,
on my leg, and started rubbing my knee.
And
I go, whoa, dude. I said to him, dude, I'm not, you know what I mean? I mean, I you know, I'm flattered, right? And he goes, oh, I thought you just give off those vibes.
You do.
And I go, oh, I shouldn't be doing that.
Well, it's hard. It's your aura. It's your essence.
Right.
You give off a vibe of like, I could be down.
Yeah.
You're like a challenge.
Yeah.
A good looking guy sees you and he goes, look at that little pudgy challenge. Look at that little fucking low to the earth challenge. Yeah. I think you're a challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Right? A gay guy sees me and he goes, no chance.
No, see, but Greg, I equate it to this. You know Greg Fitzsimmons?
Of course.
Love him.
Yeah.
Best comic.
Yeah.
So Fitzsimmons told me a story where back in the day when he was in Boston, he was a young man and he goes, one day I just wanted to see if I was gay or not.
Test the water.
Right. So he goes, I went to a park where I knew gay dudes were fucking in a. What?
Yeah, no, I know that every city has a park.
It has a park.
Yeah.
People were fucking in the forest.
In the woods, yeah.
In the woods, right? So he goes, you know, I just showed up there one day, right? And then I was talking to him about it. And he goes, I walked into the forest and this guy comes up to me, right?
Uh-huh.
And he came really close to me. And I guess Greg pushed him.
Yeah.
And he just left the forest and realized he wasn't gay. You know what I mean?
So he just committed a hate crime?
So when he told me that story, I was like, you know, that's me. It's like I've always been kind of curious about
You've been close to the edge.
Yeah, and I like being in close to the edge on everything, drugs.
Right.
Like I like visceral movies, you know what I mean? I like weird music, you know.
Yeah. I don't know what that has to do with being gay, but
No, but I'll tell you why, because I'm whimsical in that way.
Whimsical. Yes. You are whimsical.
Yeah.
Which is why you borderline.
I'm not gay.
Can you look up take a gay test? We should take a gay test to find out.
I'm not gay.
By the way, you say it negative. It's fine.
If I happen to be one, that's fine. But I'm just not one. I don't know why this podcast has turned into this.
Well, because Rudy said that she thinks you might be. And let's take this quiz. Let's take this quick quiz and just to find out.
All right.
By the way, this is from MIT developed this quiz.
Oh, this has got to be real then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's try it.
Okay.
Why'd you decide to take the test, Bob?
Is that what?
To check how gay you are.
Okay,
I'll read it to you.
Zoom it in.
Okay.
Zoom it in.
Pinch and zoom. There we are.
Okay. So why did you decide to take this test? To check how gay I am.
Exclamation point.
To make sure that I'm straight.
Exclamation point.
Just to have fun. Sometimes I have fantasies about the same sex. Go click on the second one.
Just to make sure that I'm straight.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Safety net.
Okay, so have you ever looked at a person of the same sex and felt attracted in a sexual way?
Let me read.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Have you ever looked at a person of the same sex and felt attracted in a sexual way? Yes, all of my crushes are same sex.
Yeah.
Sometimes, but I also have a crush on the opposite sex. Yeah. Never. I'm not gay at all.
Uh-huh.
Very rarely. But there were a few moments when I really liked someone of the same sex.
Okay, give me four.
Okay, so very rarely, but there were a few moments when I really liked someone of the same sex.
Yeah,
yes?
Give me four.
Perfect. If your best friend confessed to you that he is gay, you would feel delighted and welcome him or her into the club, get excited and start flirting with him or her, make a joke about it, or tell him or her that sometimes you feel attracted to the same sex too.
Third.
Make a joke about it. Right. Have you ever worn or fantasized wearing clothes of another sex? All the time. Sometimes, but probably not go in public like that. Never. Or rarely, but sometimes I may wear my partner's clothes outside. I think it's
four.
Yeah, rarely, but you actually sometimes wear Kalila stuff.
Yeah.
How frequent are your same-sex sexual fantasies? All of my dreams are about the same sex, most of the time, never, or rarely.
How many frequent are your same-sex?
How many times do you have a dream about the same
never.
Sex? You've never had a dream with another guy in it?
Nope.
You sure?
Yep.
All right. There were no people left in the world except for someone of the same sex. You would be happy as no one would ever flirt with you ever again, be disappointed that you're losing out on another sex, or fall into despair as you will never have a sexual partner ever again.
Probably three.
Fall into despair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever kissed someone of the same sex? Yes, I do it all the time. Once or twice. No way. Or I love kissing people regardless of their sex.
Third.
No way?
Yeah. I've sucked dick, but never fucking.
Well, why can't we make that the same thing?
They're not the same thing.
I know. You went to third base instead of first.
Kissing somebody is so sensual.
They're saying, did you ever hit a single? And you're like, well, I got a triple.
Yeah, that's not what the question is.
I think, for your sake, I
want to answer the question.
All right, you did.
Never.
You only like the opposite sex.
No, wait.
No, we're on a new one. We went forward.
Okay.
If your partner offered you a threesome with someone of the same sex, you would feel excited about it, be confused, never, or do it as long as do it because I don't care about the sex of another person.
Be confused, but I would probably do it. Never. Here's the problem with that.
Lila said it's a really good looking guy.
Okay, here's the problem with that. There should be a fifth one in there.
But there's not.
I know, but can I give you the fifth one?
Yeah.
Is I would do it just as long as I don't have to touch the guy.
Okay, so I think that would be do it as I don't care about the sex of another person.
Yeah, but I think that's, you know what I mean? That's not what the question that they're asking.
We're as close as we can get. I think it's do it. I think you'd do it.
I would go three.
Never?
Yeah.
I don't like that answer.
Yeah, but that's
true. But I think you're lying because you want to break the gay test.
No, I'm not trying to break it. I'm trying to answer as honestly as I can.
Okay, so what you said then, as long as you don't have to touch the guy, then that would be two. Be confused, but you'd probably do it.
Okay, go.
Two. That's right. Would you be comfortable with a gay colleague flirting with you at work? Well, I do this almost every week. Sure, it's a lot of fun. I guess so. It depends on the situation. I would feel very awkward about it, or it's never appropriate to flirt at work.
Four.
Never appropriate to flirt at work.
Yep, it's not appropriate.
Okay. Your friends decide to go to a party at a gay bar. You would feel like you're going home. Let's party. Get excited to go check out a new venue, feel threatened or uncomfortable, or get secretly excited as you always wanted to check out a gay
second.
Bar. Get excited to check out a new venue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like new things.
Yeah. You're 54% straight, 45% bi. That's right on the line, kid. Right down the line. Wow.
I'm 54% straight.
So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, but one of those questions...
Let me tell you something. You could read it. You can read it that
way. Yeah, one of those questions, though.
Because you're reading it glass half empty. If you read it glass half full, it's I'm 45% bi or gay. That's a lot of bi gay. Yeah. That's almost half of you is bi gay.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah.
Huh. I want to vote. Let the fans vote.
Yeah.
Let the fans vote because, this is as close as we're going to get to accuracy
for you.
Yeah,
but let me just – can I do my final – let me have a final say here.
A final plea for your sexuality?
No, I'm not pleading for anything. Yeah. I'm accepting one of the questions I was coerced into doing.
You weren't coerced. You were trying to lie your way out of
– I wasn't lying. I wasn't. I was being coerced in it. I think that – you know what I mean? The one about, you know what I mean, having my fucking
– the threesome.
The threesome was coerced.
It's only because your answer wasn't there, but the closest
I
one
wouldn't
was
– I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want it.
The guy that was jogging that you and Rudy saw.
Yeah, but I don't want it.
He comes up to the car and goes, Bobby Lee?
No, I wouldn't
I've
do it.
I've been such a big fan.
I wouldn't
fan.
Do it. I wouldn't do it.
And he goes, all I want
to
do –
So I think that I'm 25%.
No, you're not. The results are in.
No, because of that question. Anyway, let me do my final conclusion.
45% bye.
Let me just do my last defense.
The name of this episode.
Let me do my last defense.
Yeah.
Okay. My defense is this.
Yeah.
Is that, I was highly sexual as a kid.
Yeah.
You know? And from where I was raised, the area that I was raised in, right, it was 95% white.
Yeah.
Right?
San Diego.
This is the area that
I grew up in. It's the most white place in Southern California.
Right. So, and it was, you have to understand that I went to high school in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the only, Asian, like right now, there are a lot of women that are being raised with, all kinds of information out there in terms of like what they can be, what they're conditioned to think. You know what I mean? Because there's, we have now K-pop and people love, BK, what's that? BLM? What's that?
BYOB?
What?
BTS.
Women, young, white American girls like BTS, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because of the internet and whatnot, right? They're just exposed to all kinds of things, right?
Sure.
But back when I grew up, they didn't have that, right? So it's like when they would look at an Asian guy, especially white chicks, right? There was just no sexual feelings toward them. Plus, I'm not like a BTS looking one. I'm more Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah.
Like smaller, right? I am. I'm more Mr. Miyagi, right? I'm smaller. I look like I'm good at clipping, you know, trees, bonsai trees or whatever.
They're sushi, you're Panda Express.
Yeah. Okay, yes. I'll absorb that. Okay. So, you know, so imagine being highly sexual. So it's like, I remember like going to my friend's house, my friend Alan Meadows, for instance, right? I know that his dad had a lot of pornography. So I used to go over there, right, and go, hey, let's look in your parents' room because they're at work, you know what I mean? And try to find pornography. And I would take one of his magazines, I would jerk off to it, whatever, right?
Of course.
And they were never male ones, right? And I was, you know, and in high school, no one really wanted to, you know what I mean, hook up, but I was highly sexual, right? So, you know, I also was on drugs and stuff and whatnot. And I used to get drunk a lot, drugs. So it's like the little gay, you know what I mean, exposure that I did or behavior, right, was out of necessity, you know, just because just wanting, you know what I mean, some sort of connection with somebody or whatnot, right? Until I became a stand-up when I was 23 and I could just get regular chicks because I had confidence.
And talent and ability.
Right,
and
so it's like, you know, am I gay? I don't think I am. Am I 45% bisexual? I don't think that I am.
I think so.
And I think that so
if you're saying you're not gay for the sake of your father,
no, I'm not. I don't give a fuck. Why would I care?
He's not around anymore.
I understand that, but I don't care.
He can't hurt
if
you for
gay,
being
I
gay.
If I was gay, I would be out. I don't give a shit. I'm out about everything. I'm the most honest podcaster out there.
I know, but why are you yelling then?
I don't know why. For entertainment?
No, I know, but you know what it really is.
What?
Look at me.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Look at me.
Shut the fuck up.
Bobby, look at
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
You're gay.
Yeah.
I have a lot of gay friends, and I would love to add you to that list.
And I have a lot of gay friends.
Well, I want to add you to that list.
That's fine. I was coerced. I'm 25%. 20%
You're 45.
That's
Rudy, what's how much is he?
50.
You think that I'm 50% bisexual?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she does.
Yeah, yeah.
She called it from the jump.
Yeah, yeah.
I shot another commercial. Can I show you a commercial I shot?
Yeah, sure.
Show them the commercial that I shot. A beer commercial.
When I played baseball, I could hit the ball halfway to China. So I figured I could do the same thing with a golf ball.
No way.
But after digging up some turf, there's nothing we like better than cold Miller Lite. It's less filling and it's got that big taste as hackers appreciate. Where'd that go? Hiya!
No matter where you play.
I shot that commercial a couple of months ago for Miller Lite. I hit the ball all the way to China.
Is that my point? That's my point. Because
I know
back then.
Yeah, that was cool.
If I was an actor.
Yeah, you would have done
that. That would have been the part. That's the only part
I know
available to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. What happened? Imagine going to Juilliard.
Yeah.
Where you're an Asian actor. And the next thing you're going, oh, I don't know what happened. Why the ball come out of nowhere?
But you know.
Yeah, I mean, and then all of a sudden, that's it.
You got paid.
So if I was like you were in, let's say I was.
I understand why that's not appropriate.
I mean, I work at an ad agency. You're my boss.
Yeah.
Right. And I give you the script for that.
Yeah.
So basically, it's like, you know, three white guys and a black guy.
Yeah.
They're playing golf.
By the way, that's I'm blown away that as racist as the commercial was, right. I can't believe they added a black guy to the group.
Yeah, because this is pre Tiger Woods.
Right.
Yeah.
Like this commercial is like they're like, let's be racist against Asians, but we do want a black guy.
Right. Go all the way. So anyway, so here's the script, and they're playing golf, and he goes, you know, I'm so strong that I can hit a ball to China.
Oh, you should be able to hit a ball halfway to China.
Right. So he drinks a beer.
By the way, halfway to China would be the ocean. Go ahead.
Yeah, he drinks a beer, and then he hits the ball.
All the way to China.
No, check it out.
Yeah.
But then you cut to the ball landing in China on a golf course.
Oh, I love it.
And then you have four Chinese...
Monks.
They're not monks. They're just in, like, they look like they belong in Mortal Kombat. You know what I mean? You know,
I did say it was Sub-Zero was there.
Sub-Zero, yeah. And they get confused. They have the accent, obviously. That's what's funny about it.
Yeah, right.
No, you know,
right.
Well, what is going on here?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And what do you think of that?
Let's put it on the air.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I think it sounds like.
Let's do it.
That, but that's, I get, look, as that, I'm using that as an example of why mm-hmm. it's a coincidence that you talked about not doing the Asian accent. I get it. Look, I get that that's absurd.
Yeah, it's when you.
I get it.
But it's back to the coronavirus, the kung flu shit that, you know what I mean, people were saying and stuff like that.
But that was funny.
I know, but now you can see the real consequences of
yeah, it was old, a real thing.
Of old Korean people, Asian people,
yeah.
are getting beat down in the middle of, you know, in during broad daylight.
But you should just, but as a Korean, you should just tell them. If a bunch of thugs are like, hey, China boy, just be like, I'm Korean. They'll leave you alone.
Can we live in a world, though, that just doesn't come up?
Of course not. Of course not.
Why?
You're never going to get rid of racism. That's insane.
I know, it's funny. The
country was founded on racism.
Because I remember last episode I talked about watching Ken Burns' Vietnam.
Right. You taught me a lot.
But now I'm watching the Civil War.
Ooh.
But here, so far, boring.
Wasn't fun, huh?
First of all, right?
Yeah.
The music.
Well, there was no good music back then.
That was the music.
Right.
Right? And it's like there's nobody that they could interview that was actually there.
Well, they didn't let black people make music back then, so you're not going to have any good music yet.
That's what I was thinking.
That's the point.
Now check it out. You know, like, you know, we have deep philosophical type figures like James Baldwin back in the 60s and 70s, right? Mm-hmm. Just a brilliant writer, right? You have, like, you know, black people obviously are so talented in every area.
Okay.
Right. So you imagine, though, when you're watching a Civil War documentary, of how many of those people that were slaves that were actually geniuses.
That never got a chance to show
their genius. They never had the opportunity, you know, to show off, you know what I mean, who they are and what they are.
Right.
That's the fucking crazy part of
it. Well, then they got – then that's why the war was fought over that being part of the biggest
– Yeah, but we could have lost it. That's what's crazy about it.
Well, we didn't.
I know. But my point, though, is that
if we lost it, you're saying, what would the world be like now? What would America be like?
Yeah. And also you look at – so during the insurrection, January 6th, some fucking guy had a Confederate flag just walking around the Capitol inside, you know.
Yeah.
And you have to realize how absolutely fucking insulting that is. And people still think that way.
Sure.
Right? And it's like
– you're never going to get rid of it.
It's so – sad.
I know, but let's look at it like this. If we're being serious.
Yeah, I'm trying to
be. On the scale of racists, right?
Yeah.
We're good. America's good. Everywhere is racist. We have this weird idea that we're the only country that's racist. I told a joke in my special about in Costa Rica. I saw them beating a guy in the street.
Yeah.
I asked why.
Yeah.
And the guy said, because he's from Panama.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they don't like him. They don't like him and his collection of friends that come over here. People are racist all over the. How do you like? Do the Japanese like Chinese or the Koreans? You guys like each other?
I think now, yeah.
Nah, no.
Yeah, no.
Here in America, but a Japanese mainland, a man that's born and raised in Japan right now, they don't like the Chinese. The whole world is racist, my friend. We're not the only ones. Everyone is racist. Everyone is racist.
But I think to get through it, though,
we're just good.
An alien
invasion. We show it off more.
If we had an alien invasion, I think that would unite us.
Do you?
Yeah, because it's like if this like Independence Day,
right?
If this gigantic alien race came and they were going to devastate our planet, we would have to unify, and then I think that we would get through.
So you think we'd come together?
I think also it's like there was a lot of like the Vietnam War, right? There was a lot of you know, white kids from the suburbs or the Midwest that never grew up with black guys, right?
Sure.
But because they were now sent, right, onto the battlefield, right?
They were brothers.
They would, you know, if one died, they would carry their body fucking, you know, thousands of fucking feet
right.
to get them into a helicopter. I mean, they would risk their own lives just to save their fellow Americans. My point is that
– we should all be in the army.
No, my point is that I think that we need some sort of outside, you know what I mean, element to unite us.
Well, so you want to get invaded?
Yeah.
So aliens should invade us and I think we'll come together.
It would devastate probably most of the planet, but the ones that survived, I think, you know.
Would be because we came together over race? Yeah,
I don't know how funny. That's not funny. It's just an idea.
No, it's very real. Are you racist at all, Rudy?
No.
At all.
That sounded really, the hesitancy was huge.
Yeah. No, but.
Oh, here's the butt. There's always
a butt.
No,
no, no.
There's always a butt.
I don't, it's my own skin that I don't like.
No,
not
that's
other
so
people.
Sad. Crazy. What do you mean you don't like your own skin?
No, because like when I lived in the Philippines, Filipinos hate on other Filipinos because their skin is darker.
Racism, see?
So they it's use everywhere. Like whitening products and everything.
Right. You want to be? They want more light skin.
Yeah.
Dude, what? Who are people in the Philippines racist towards?
Themselves.
And outside of that, who else though?
Mm.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah. Well, it isn't. It's islands, so you know they're all out there.
That is an interesting thing about like you know
wanting
skin
to lighten
color.
Up your skin. Yeah.
Yeah. Bleaching one's skin.
Yeah. But that's a big deal in many brown cultures, right? That's like a common theme in. Look at Andres.
Yep.
Andres is a light-skinned Latin person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He thinks, and he said this to me, he's better than dark-skinned Latin people. Isn't that right, Andres?
That's right.
See? Because he has lighter skin, he thinks he's superior.
Yeah. Wow.
That's real, isn't it, Andres?
Yeah.
So, Andres, when you're, like, if people, if like a, you know, let's say just some, Southern white guy looked at you and go, "You fucking Mexican wetback," or whatever you might say.
That's how they say hello.
You're right. Would you be offended by that?
Of course.
But you, but you tell him, "I'm not."
Yeah, I'm Spanish, and then you'd they'd be like, "Oh, my bad."
You'd say what?
I flew here. I didn't wet my back.
Whoa!
Wow, that's a good comeback. I flew here, first class.
What if the plane was warm? What did he say?
Oh my!
I didn't hear what he said.
Can I repeat what he said?
Sure. What did he say?
So he did a stock 1950s vaudeville joke.
George?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I flew here. Boy
are
my
arms
tired, is what he fucking just said.
So going back to King of the Nerd type of shit?
Yeah, yeah. It's not even, but that reference though is so fucking old.
So annoying.
It's like, you know, when stand-ups go, you know what I mean? Don't bother me when I'm working. I don't go to your job
and smack the dick out of your
mouth. Yeah, whatever, right. You know.
Right.
It's like that fucking hack, you know. I'm available for children's parties.
Try the veal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? When we do a Bad Friends tour, I want George to come open for us.
Oh, he has to, MC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you do 15, George?
We should also get write Jules, write her a 1 minute bit.
Yeah, you have to come. We already talked about this. You have to come along.
Yeah.
Would you perform in front of, how many people do you think we can get in a theater? A
couple thousand, two.
Yeah, a couple thousand. Yeah. Right. So would you perform in front of a couple thousand people?
1 minute.
No.
You could do 1 minute.
You got to do more than 1 minute. Yeah. 1 minute is so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Three. So fast.
Three.
3 minutes.
Three's good.
3 minutes. That's a solid amount.
Do you have a joke lined up right now?
Jules, when you're bombing, 3 minutes is an eternity.
Yeah, it's like an hour.
Yeah, yeah. It is. You're just in a sea of sadness.
It's shocking how scary it is when you're bombing.
It's like when it's silent and you know you're bombing and they hate you.
Ugh.
It's the worst. And you still have to finish.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? I can't wait for you to go through that.
Me too.
Yeah. What would you do?
Cry and then run away.
No. They'll love you.
No.
They're going to love you. Rudy's got some songs. But you have a presentation today?
Yeah, I'm
another. Excited.
But get this up.
Stop your running about.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to straighten right out.
Who sings this?
Stop your running around. Making trouble in the town. Oh, Rudy. A message to you.
Good.
A message to you.
Nice.
Who does this?
Pause it.
Who's doing this?
Fans, I wanted to recreate, because we legally can't play any song on here because YouTube bans us all the time. So the song Rudy.
That's a good song.
Rudy. Let's hear the other one a little bit. Ooh.
Rudy. I wish your heart would meld with mine.
Okay.
Sometimes I can't breathe.
original?
No. Oh. Yeah, this is an original.
But I think of you on online. And we could have babies and I'll leave you at midnight. Because redhead Asians make a man leave your side. I'll still be with you just away from those kids. We can get boba or some other cool shit.
Good,
God.
I'll probably not pay child support. And if you really stab me, then I promise I won't call the cops.
That's good. Really good song.
This is really
I
good.
I like that song.
The first one was good too. Shout out
this
to that
is original,
guy.
But this is an original.
This is his song.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your boy C Nasty.
Uh oh, here comes C Nasty.
Don't worry, you're gonna be able to actually understand the words in this song.
Okay.
Watching my favorite podcast about two friends are bad. Got this tiny little Asian man and a ginger, always mad. Then one day, up on my screen, I see something new. Oh my God, who is this? Who is she? She's so damn cute. Her name's Rudy, and she's a cutie, and
uh-oh,
she's very, very shy. Yeet. That don't matter, seems so sweet and innocent, couldn't tell a lie. I'll come through, break you out of that shell, like a hermit crab. Not like a physical violence or anything, fuck, that's kind of bad. I mean, I'll take you on a date, we'll get whooper floats. Anybody making...
Pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
A little too aggressive for me.
Yeah. Okay, Rudy has a presentation. Let's hear the this is good. Because now you're going back to school, so we want to make sure that you're, you know, mm-hmm, that, yeah, that you're ready for school stuff.
Yeah. Right. Since I forgot what show Tito Bobby was in, I wanted to apologize and be the better person. So I'm going to have a presentation and be right.
Great. Okay.
Background of Mad TV. Ooh. Mad TV. Mad TV was an American sketch comedy television series and first premiered on October 14, 1995.
Wow.
The one-hour show first ran on Saturday night at 11 p.m. on Fox. Its rival was a Saturday Night Live.
One of those is still around?
Yes. Mad TV was pre-taped and consists of sketches, cartoon shorts, and musical performances. The show went for 14 seasons and won 12 awards, including 7 Emmys.
Did you ever get an Emmy?
No. That's the beginning.
Bummer.
The key cast members are like the important...
The most important people that did the show?
Yeah, the most important
successful
member. Yeah, were Ike Barinholtz.
Yep.
Deborah Wilson.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Nicole Sullivan.
Yeah.
Ari Spears.
Yeah.
Will Sasso.
Yep. Yeah.
Phil Lamar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Alex Bernstein.
Yeah. Love her.
Mo Collins.
Yes.
Michael McDonald.
Yep.
Or Jordan Peele.
That's it. All right, good. Next slide.
Also
next
Keegan.
Slide.
What about Keegan?
Keegan. Yeah, Keegan. Yeah, Keegan. Where's Keegan? Yeah.
Next slide. And more.
Next slide. Nobody else. That's it.
Careers. Mad TV was a top sketch comedy show, and it helped launch careers for a lot of people that we know are really famous today, like Artie Lang, Michael McDonald, Alex Bernstein, Keegan-Michael Key. He was in Lion King, the live action,
wow,
Toy Story 4, and
wow,
also the host of Game On.
Wow.
And Jordan Peele.
Wow.
Who also won.
Those guys did a lot
Oscar
of great stuff. All right, next slide. Wow.
And then there was Bobby Lee, first and only Asian cast member. DC Comics, owned by Mad TV parent company Warner Brothers, is run by chief creative officer and famous comic book illustrator Jim Lee, who was also Bobby's cousin.
Interesting.
Connie Chung is his most famous character because during the show, he shit in his pantyhose.
Time out. Jim Lee is your cousin?
No, I don't know. No, Jim Lee.
Wow, liar. Next slide, liar. We see how you got the job.
Yeah. And of the end of Mad TV. Mad TV had a long, complicated history of Fox. And because of that, Fox reportedly decided not to renew Mad TV when production costs became... Yeah. Too high, given the show's low ratings, 4.5 out of 10. Ended May 16, 2009, and as a result, Mad TV never escaped the shadow of SNL.
That's the funniest shit I've ever... fucking... She gives the 4 on the IMDb rating?
Yeah, yeah.
Unfortunately, never escaped the shadow of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Devastating. That's all.
Devastating.
You were there for when it mattered, baby.
No, I was in the last of it.
Now, the last of it was very recently. They just did a season like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You were in the heart. You were in the heart of it.
I was in the heart of it, yeah.
They did it now. They did it again.
I know, I did it.
With comics that we know.
And I was on it.
Would you do a cameo or something?
I did 3 episodes.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did one where Ike is revisiting the new Matt TV set.
Mm-hmm.
This was so embarrassing. And he was looking through the dressing rooms, the same dressing rooms. And I was still living in the closet, but I was like
funny.
A caveman.
That's funny.
You know what I mean? I think I jump out of a hole. I've been here since, you know what I mean?
Were the sketches good on the new show? Because we know guys on it, Adam and Amir.
Amir, yeah. No, I thought it wasn't going to work, but...
Because of the competition.
But it was still fun to do, to see everyone, you know?
That's nice.
Same producers and, you know. Anyway, I'm not gay. But right, so that's what we came to.
You're gay.
I'm 45% bisexual.
You're gay.
It was still a fun episode to do.
It was a great episode, and the fans will decide.
And fans will decide.
Thank you for being a bad friend.